Don't forget, Wednesday night in particular, Smashville Live. Predators players on hand will be Ryan Ellis and Austin Watson. Will Ryan Ellis be coming off his first game back since the Winter Classic? Dun, dun, dun! I don't know. I really don't know.
I don't think anybody knows.
But he's going to be there on Wednesday.
He is. Well, you're not going to find out today because they're coming off of the back-to-backs. So tomorrow at morning skate, maybe we'll find out another clue. We'll see.
Either way, it'll be fun.
What do you think?
Will there be a candlestick laying?
What do you think?
In the locker room, you think?
A candlestick.
Anybody see Professor Plum? I don't know.
No, I want. We brought this up.
Professor Plum.
And we've talked
about Colonel Mustard. Was
Colonel
he right?
Mustard. If he's, we see him in the room. I think Ryan Ellis is back.
Would Colonel Mustard wear the Predators Mustard throwback jersey?
Yes.
Is that how you would know
absolutely.
It was Colonel Mustard?
Absolutely, yes. There's a guy in there, a suspicious guy with a mustard jersey asking questions. It's Colonel Mustard. Ellis is back. We'll be checking that out tomorrow.
What's going to happen, and we've talked to Brandon Walker about this, is everybody will be sitting in the locker room, and the lights will go down, smoke will fill the entrance way from the players' lounge, and then the beard will walk through to wrestling theme music, and somebody will exclaim, "Oh, my God, it's Ryan Ellis! He's here!" That's what it'll be.
Who is that?
Who would that be again?
Yeah, who was that that said
that? Wait, say that
again.
Well,
that's Jim Ross. That's a Jim Ross impression.
Oh, that's Jim Ross.
Like,
okay.
By God, it's Ellis. It's Ellis. He's here.
Do we need to get him in?
Roger Clemens in the booth. Roger Clemens.
Wait, no, that's a whole different
thing. That's different.
Jim Ross is much more fun to listen to than that one.
Yeah, that's exactly what would happen. And look, Brandon
Susan Waldman.
You don't want her.
I would rather have
Ryan
Jim
Ellis. Ryan Ellis. Oh my gosh!
God.
Ryan Ellis is off the ice and in the room. He's dressed.
Don't even. Let's go back. I think Chase has got a pretty good Jim Ross.
You don't want Susan to do that?
No. We can't do Susan justice there. We can't do it.
Yeah. Jim Ross has some great ones. Like, by God, he's been broken in half. That man's got a family. Damn it! Not this way. That's Jim Ross. He always says, by God, King.
That's pretty good.
How many wrestling fans are in that room?
I don't know.
A lot. You're talking about the Predators room?
Yeah.
Oh, a lot.
Really?
A lot? Oh, yeah.
A lot?
Absolutely. I know PK was into it. I know PK was really into it, but I didn't know about the other ones.
Yeah, there's quite a few in there.
I could totally see that.
Do you know anybody else? Name names. I don't know.
I'm lumping in. I know the MMA.
That's different. That's total. Come on. That's
now Ryan. I know Ellis went to. Come on.
No, it's
Night
both.
Raw.
No, it's both though.
Now you just compared wrestling and the UFC or MMA. Really?
They like them both.
I know that.
I know that they both.
I
go
know
down there.
Who follows UFC, and I mean I've talked to Colton Sissons about. That. I mean I know the guy, but I haven't talked to anybody.
Really?
No, not about wrestling.
Mm-mm. I think they're in there. I don't know who though. I can't think because I've not been interested enough to ask.
Let me just before you guys poo poo. Are you sure you don't want to hear this if Ryan Ellis plays tomorrow night?
Roger Clemens is in George's box, and Roger Clemens is
Ryan
coming
Ellis.
Back.
Ryan Ellis.
Oh my goodness gracious! Of all the dramatic things. Dramatic things I've ever seen. Roger Clemens standing right in George Steinbrenner's box announcing he is back. Roger Clemens is a New York Yankee.
You don't want Susan to do that? I think that'd be great.
Ryan Ellis.
Oh my gosh! Ryan Ellis has got to play. Oh my gosh!
Dramatic.
He's standing next to David Poyle.
David Poyle's box.
David Poyle's box!
Oh, man.
Ryan Ellis has got to play!
I see. I think Jim Ross would be better. My God, he's the third man. He's the extra man. It's Ryan Ellis. He's here. The Hurricanes don't have a chance.
Can we get some authentic Jim Ross? Can we find that? Help!
You got anything,
Elijah?
Elijah
back there?
I'm on the hunt.
Okay.
Okay.
Make sure it's all clean.
Yeah, we've had Jim in studio many times.
Sometimes pay-per-view.
Sometimes we have to remind him. Terrestrial radio, Jim.
My favorite was in 1998. This is an infamous wrestling moment. It's The Undertaker versus Mick Foley, a.k.a. Mankind. It's the Hell in a Cell, so it's this giant roofed cage. And they go to the top, and The Undertaker's told the story that Mick looks at him and he goes, "Throw me through the table. Throw me off the cage through the table." And Taker's like, "What?" And they do it. Mick goes through the table, and Jim Ross goes, "By God, he's been broken in half. That man's got a family."
Susan or Jim?
That's it.
Oh, my God.
As God is my witness, he is broken in half.
That's it. That was Mick Foley. I killed him.
He's broken in half.
So,
by the way, we've had Mick Foley in studio, too.
We've had them both, yeah. Here's what makes Jim so great. It's because we all know that, you know, the staged element of wrestling. He doesn't know, and he has said, and King Lawler has said this, too, that they have a rundown of the show, but they don't want to know. They want it to be real like it is to everyone else. So you have that authentic commentary. So Jim had no idea that this spot was coming, and he's told that story before, and it's the reaction's great. They killed him. He's been broken in half. So that could be. We could have Jim Ross saying Ryan.
Man,
Ellis
this
is
going to be all for naught if he doesn't play tomorrow.
I know, right?
David's going to come on tomorrow at 11:15, Pete and Terry's Tavern. What the hell are you guys talking about? He's not back yet.
Well, and Ryan Ellis has now been to Monday Night Raw. You got the backstage interview with Charlie
Caruso.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, you can add him to the list. That's right. He did do that. But I don't think he – was he a huge fan or did he just kind of take that in? I remember talking to Ryan Ellis about that, and I don't remember if he was a huge – or he just got an opportunity to take in a cool experience.
He said that was the first time he'd ever been.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Because I talked to him about it, and, you know, Ryan's very just laid back. I mean, that's his personality. And because I said to him, and, you know, there are a lot of us media that are wrestling fans in the locker room. I'm like, come on, man, next time you gotta get into it. Like, cut a promo. Like, call out the Blackhawks or something. That'd be fun. You know, kind of get into it. And I think there are some guys – like when PK was here, I mean, he would have been all over it. But there's definitely some guys in that locker room that I could see going to promo mode, and it would be interesting. But hopefully, Smashville Live, you know, Austin Watson, who is a guy I could totally see going into promo mode, they're able to talk about Ryan Ellis being back. But we'll find out.
Ryan Ellis and Austin Watson, Smashville Live this Wednesday night from 7 until 8. It's going to be at Cool Springs Brewhouse South. That's located at 1855 Galleria Boulevard. That's right next to Cool Springs Galleria. It's right there in the back end of the mall. And it's brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, Yeehaw Brewing Company, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, and Red Spirits and Wine. And Chase, you're going to be anchoring that coverage?
I am. With the Skillsinator, Hal Gill. We had fun last week. I think we'll have fun.
I wanted
this week
to do that show, but unfortunately, tidal
wave.
Well,
I'm kind of glad you didn't.
Tidal wave because was calling.
I was supposed to. There was a previous show that they were going to do, and there was a scheduling conflict, and mm-hmm. I was going to do that. So I'm glad that I get to hang out with him.
Yeah, you'll have fun. It'll be awesome.
Austin Watson is a prankster, in case anybody didn't know that. So that should be good.
He is certainly a cut up.
Yes.
For sure. All right, we will come back. More of Darren Donick and Chase. But first, Willie, you've got a word about the good folks at Lee Company.
All right, then I noticed Chase McCabe's latest skating exhibition on the outdoor rink where he slid around and pointed to the boards where he wiped out to Bridgestone Arena. Right next to it was the Lee Company logo. So, hey, free publicity. No such thing as bad publicity. Yeah, thank you, Chase. Lee Company is a huge sponsor of the Nashville Predators. They do their best to get the job done for you. And the home maintenance plan is so instrumental at this time of the year. Thinking ahead, if you're one of those people that likes to think ahead, but you don't always really take that initiative, think about your air conditioning unit. You probably haven't had it serviced. You haven't had to use it in a long time, several months. Make sure it's running efficiently. It's a great way to jump in to their home maintenance plan. So if you want to get ahead of the game, and we have almost a spring weather preview for you today with the temperature getting up into the 60s. So LeeCompany.com, that's the website, or give them a call, 615-567-1000. Tell them you want to become a member of the home maintenance plan, and they'll come out and give you the annual checkups, and then they will make recommendations. If and when you need servicing on that unit, you will get the discount if you're a member of the plan. So, home maintenance plan, Lee Company. LeeCompany.com or 615-567-1000.
Tell you what, it was an honor and a treat yesterday to have Willie O'Ree stop by Barrel House for pregame. Very, very cool. Hockey Day in America. Hockey is for everyone. Black History Month. And, of course, his significance to the NHL. And, wow. One, if I just get to that age, I will be so excited. If I'm that sharp or even, like, no, wait a minute, I won't be that sharp. If I'm half as sharp as Willie O'Ree.
Are you sharp now?
At his age, I'll be, man, will I be in a good place.
It will be good.
Man, he was great. Great
Hopefully
stories.
Hopefully we'll get him on the show
yeah.
here soon. That we're efforting.
Well, I got a chance to head over into the suite that he was in the second period, and there were the likes of course, the very prestigious Terry Crisp, who had some great conversations with him. I know he did an interview that you'll probably be seeing on our broadcasts here in the very near future. You know, just great to watch him interact. Brett Hull was at the game yesterday. Kelly Chase, you know, with the Blues contingency there. You know, of course, Brett Hull and Kelly. Now, Chaser, as they call him, longtime Blues radio analyst, former member of the St. Louis Blues. They have a lot of ties to Nashville now. They were there. It was just great to watch those guys. Chris Mason was over there talking. Willie O'Ree is just such an engaging guy. He's just so full of history.
John Hamm was there in his Blues stuff.
Yeah, you know. Blues. Hey, I give that guy credit for being a great sports fan. He's all in.
He is.
He's legit. Same thing with the St. Louis Cardinals, you know?
Yep.
But Willie O'Ree, it just reeks of history, right? You just feel it. I was over by the truck, the museum. I hope a lot of people got a chance to just walk through there. It didn't take very long, you know, just go in there and just get a feel for
There was a mobile museum.
Yeah, mobile museum that they had.
By the Symphony Center.
And by all accounts, the feedback that they got from Willie, he really enjoyed coming through town. Just one of the great ambassadors of the game. Can't beat it. All class.
I asked him if, of course, he's, you know, he's been referred to for a long time about, you know, he's the Jackie Robinson of hockey. And he just told some great stories of meeting Jackie Robinson twice. He met Jackie Robinson as, I think he was 14 years old. And then he was at a function when he was in the league. And the group that he was with, they go up and the guy, I guess the guy who was leading kind of the group, said, hey, Jackie, I want you to meet Willie O'Ree and Jackie Robinson. Because I was going to ask him, did he remember, you know, did he remember your first encounter? I didn't even get the chance to ask him. Willie said, the Jackie Robinson said, haven't I met you before? Weren't you the young man I met? Yeah. And I was like, I was so impressed. Like, how cool is that? A Jackie Robinson of all the people, think about all the people he had met.
Oh, yeah.
Over the years, and for him to go back and remember, like, weren't you did I meet you when you were a kid? Like, that had to have been really cool.
Well, and the whole story, you know, we've all seen the stuff on Jackie Robinson and how, you know, he, when they knew they were going to do it, that he was going to be the first of, you do realize, like, the burden you're going to carry. I mean, everything you're going to have to go through. I mean, Willie O'Ree kind of went through the same thing. Different time, different, you know, a little bit different, but now
not,
to
not really
yeah but
no, not really I mean
but
can you I mean think about today compared to then
Sure.
Is everything perfect today? No, it's not perfect. Is it way better? Heck yeah. But man, back then, 50s?
Yeah.
60s?
Yeah, 1958,
Come on.
Jackie Robinson, 1947, I think. Right?
Come on. That.
So the era, I mean, relatively speaking, it was a different era,
right.
A different decade, but, you know, same civil rights. You think about the civil rights movement in the 1960s and what was going on there.
But now to see the reward of guys like Jackie Robinson and Willie O'Ree, I mean, that's the cool part. And for him to be, you know, be honored and come to the game yesterday, and he's honored all over the league, and you guys getting to, I was sad that I missed him. I barely missed him when I walked into Barrel House, but for you guys to sit down with him, I know was definitely pretty cool, and just he's owed a lot for what he's done for the sport, and not just breaking the color barrier, but what he's done is just an ambassador for the sport of hockey.
It's easy, as we've talked about with the Vanderbilt situation, right? It would be easy because of our conversations to be bitter, you know, but to embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
And to teach and tell your story and educate. It's pretty impressive because you can do a whole lot of good by talking about your experiences and talking about what you went through and helping people today. I mean, I brought up with him this organization right here. Had Joel Ward,
yep,
PK Subban, and drafted Seth Jones very, very high in the draft.
Wayne Simmons played here?
Wayne Simmons was here briefly. I didn't bring that up, but, you know, they were invested in those guys for sure. And, you know, we talked about it. I remember, Willie, when Seth Jones got drafted, we had him on the show and we talked to him about that very subject, right? What can he do for African-American kids to teach them that it's okay, play hockey, you know? He just talked about that whole element and he was fully aware of it. He understood it. But, and that was just really cool yesterday to sit down and have about 10 minutes with Willie O'Ree. Something else that was brought up that let's see if maybe we can't have a little fun and tackle here. Maybe ask for a little help. Something that's been coming up a lot on our postgame show. We've got a theme of hashtag Ask Hal, Hal Gill, who joins me in Barrel House. And we get a lot of questions after games, which is great. A lot of feedback, and Hal does a great job of answering them, and he's usually got something funny to say, and so it's great. We kind of weave in and out of stuff with hashtag Ask Hal, but here of late with the play of especially Smith, Grimaldi, and Bonino, and just how effective they've been and how, you know, good they've been all year, a lot of people, when a line is good, You kind of want a name for the line, right? I mean, that hockey's known for nicknames, and everybody's got a nickname. And so there's been a lot of questions of, and Willie, I think you guys have got, you said you're getting this too on social media of, you know, what should that line be called? And we've had some good feedback, but there still hasn't been one. I feel like where we are, the place that we are, the foundation, you know, the footers have been poured, the foundation of the house that we're building. It's got a USA theme, obviously, right?
So
all three of those guys, American, and we did have a funny one last night, and I said, you know, a suggestion was make the Predators great again, and I said, yeah, but only 50% of the fans will like that. So we had fun with that. But we're like right there, right? We're all over it, but we haven't had the one that really sticks. I mean, we had a AAA All-American, I think I'd have to go back and look, the All-American line or something, but we're close, but I feel like we're still searching for that name that sticks.
Absolutely.
Where are you guys?
There's a lot
on the television
side. There's a lot of suggestions that are pretty good.
Yeah.
But you're looking for one to really stick. I haven't, I don't know if I've got that.
Like I've called them Team America or the All-American line or something like that. But I feel like
that doesn't distinguish them from any other All-American line. There's other ones out there.
Nick Bonino was a part of the HBK line in Pittsburgh. You know, that had a good name, you know, and that's a wrestling theme for me, but the HBK line. So we need something like that.
We got this from G Pander 78 last night. The notorious BSG.
I like that.
That's not bad. I mean,
that's good.
That's good. It's not bad. I think that's good. But it's like right there.
Okay, so
it's got a roof, but there's not a chimney. There's not shingles. It's close. Like the house is almost built, but it's close.
We are three smart individuals, but we're basically asking for the help of the people.
Okay, Mitch, Mitch said on Twitter, AAA, the All-American Attack. That's what it was.
Okay.
I knew I was forgetting. The
like
All-American
that.
Attack. Once again, not bad, but just nothing has really been like, that's it.
Yeah. So we're asking
So do we
want
to do that? Do we want to try to see if we can get a little help? Can we expand our coverage from television and radio post games?
I'd say
to hear and see if we can maybe get a name that sticks.
People can call. Are we opening the text to this too?
I'll tell you what we will do. We will allow, we've got a prize for the best one. If we get something that is worthy of a night out with Nick Cannon at Bridgestone Arena, tickets to that.
Wild now.
Okay. If we get something that's worthy, we don't have to give this away, but if we feel like somebody has earned it,
we want the people's nominee.
Calling in or texting. Or tweeting, whatever platform you have, if there is something that actually works that we all go, wow, that's good.
So you're going triple threat. The call, the tweet, or the text.
Yes.
The triple threat. I like it.
So you pick your forum. We will be exploring everything. We're looking for kind of a name for the Smith-Grimaldi-Bonino line.
615-737-1025. A pair of tickets to Nick Cannon's Wild Now at Bridgestone Arena on Wednesday, March 25th.
All right. We'll come back and see if we can get some suggestions on the other side. Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 1025, the game. That's what we're asking you to do. Say the name of the Nick Bonino, Craig Smith, Rocco Grimaldi line.
And if you text at 615-737-1025, which we're getting entries, make sure you include your name so I can give you credit when we read these. But we're already getting some texts coming in. You can tweet at 1025 the game, or the old-fashioned way, call us at 737-1025 and throw in the area code 615.
Nick Cannon, Wild and Out at Bridgestone Arena. If we find something worthy enough, we'll reward you. Speaking of the road, the Predators will be in Columbus, Ohio, to take on the Blue Jackets on Saturday, March 14th. We're going to give you an opportunity to be there as well. Tickets are on sale right now. You can purchase them at visitthegamenashville.com. The trip is going to be organized by Simply a Fan. That's the website, simplyafan.com. For other upcoming sports adventures, transportation provided by Gray Line of Tennessee. So we did this trip last year to St. Louis. This year it'll be to Columbus. And it was a big hit last year, and we suspect it'll be a big hit again this year. So go check it out. But we're asking you right now to come up with some names.
So this is what we got so far on the text line, 615-737-1025. And again, include your name. This first person did not. Grimbonesith, basically combining everybody's name. Grimbonesith.
Now, there's a lot of funny ones with that theme. And again, they're all pretty good, but I don't have the one yet that really
sticks.
Okay,
all their nicknames, Smitty, Bones, Rock. Isn't Rocco just Rock?
Rock, Rocco.
Yeah, there's a lot. I've seen some Rock themes, yes.
Okay. We have, now I like this one, Bones and Wings, John from Greenbrier, Briar.
Bones and Wings.
Bones and Wings.
Bones and Wings. That's pretty good.
I like that one.
That's not bad.
I like that one.
That's good.
This is another one that just came in.
By the way, real quick, Nick Bonino was our guest in Barrel House on Thursday after the 5-0 win over the Islanders. I showed him the picture, the graphic that you guys put up when he scored in Edmonton on that Saturday night. Did you see the fan? I'm sure you were looking at the monitor. He stood up, he's cheering, he's in Preds, get up, and then he zips up his hood, and he's got the skeleton face, and he was cheering.
With Bones?
For Bones, yeah.
Pretty solid.
And Bonino said he had seen that. Like, he was laughing. And I was like, wow, I was impressed that he had seen it.
The by the way, Grimm's Bonesith, the first one was from Lane.
Okay.
So here's another one coming in. Based upon building a house, because so much has been made about this line, building the house, the studs.
The studs, okay. All right. Playing off that.
Or the stud muffins, but I like the studs. If you're going with that, the building the house.
I don't think stud muffins, yeah. I don't want to say that. Willie, I know you don't want to say that.
Different connotation. Yeah, stud muffins.
Nate says Bones, Rocks, and the Crazy Legs. So basically using their nicknames. Keith says Big Hero 3. Oh, I get it. The Big Hero movies. Big Hero 3.
Okay.
That's a good good one. Grimm's Boneyard. There's no Smith, though. Grimm's Boneyard.
Smitty Gritty Bones.
Smitty Gritty Bones. I like that.
What about this one? Bo Smitty or Bo Smaldy or Bo Smialdy.
Bo Smialdy.
Chris Mason and I sit here and read these things that people have sent us on Twitter, and we just start laughing. We're like,
Matt's,
they're all pretty good. Like, there's the one in there, right? If you put all the three names together in some order.
Matt Slater on Twitter, the American Union. That's the American born theme. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Let's get Dave in here, who's called in. Dave, you got a suggestion?
Yes, sir, buddy. How y'all doing today in Smashville?
Great.
I was thinking the Boggs line, man. Bravo, Oscar Golf Sierra Boggs. Bonino, Grimaldi, Smith.
Okay. I like that, the Boggs line.
That's right, baby.
All right.
That's a good one.
That's good.
Boggs.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. Love the enthusiasm.
Go
Blitz,
baby.
I like when you
his delivery.
When you call, you can sell it. Right?
Yeah.
If you call and you can make your presentation, you can really sell your Boggs. Yeah.
Another
like
another
Wade
one.
Boggs?
Yeah, Wade Boggs.
Why don't Cranberry Boggs?
But the whole Bravo Oscar, you know, that whole thing, that ties into American.
Yeah,
you know,
with it sure does.
Yeah.
I like that.
I do like that. So the Jofa, some people didn't understand all of the layers to the Jofa when they're just like Jofa, what it? But there was like the second meaning.
Mm-hmm.
The All Swedes, the Jofa Company, the helmet, all that.
Yeah.
The Phil Housley. Like, there were layers to that. So something's got to stick. It really helps if you have something beyond. So that, okay. Boggs?
Drew the Great Smaldini.
The Great Smaldini.
That's a good one. Maverick on the text line says, Crazy Legs, Mick Granbones. Mick Granbones?
Crazy Legs, Mick Granbones?
McGrimbones.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah,
it's too much.
McGrimbones. Yeah, we got to shorten it a little bit.
This is a good one. Tyler says the founding players. Instead of the founding fathers, the founding players. I like that.
Not bad.
Justin, Gall, Great American Line.
Yep. I've seen that one.
Yep. These are all coming in on the text line at 615-737-1025.
Did you say the American Union, right? You put that one out there. The People's Line, have you put that out?
I have not put the People's Line.
Landry's had some good suggestions. Landry was the one last night that said,
Kathleen just says America.
Make the Predators great again.
Oh, that's a good one. Grisbo.
Grisbo, I've seen. Mm-hmm.
It's coming through on
Let's
Twitter.
Let's get Steve in here. Steve, you got a suggestion?
Hey, I do. Yeah, I heard some of these other guys just now reference America. I was thinking the Captain America line.
Captain America line.
That's a good one.
The challenge I would throw out there is they're not the first line in NHL history to have three Americans on there. So what distinguishes that from another team that has a line of three Americans? I just that's the only thing. But I know people are picking up on that theme a lot.
Yep. Steve, thank you.
But they're our line of America guys.
There you go.
You're right.
There you go. I like that. Thank you.
Like
if, you had three guys from, you know, Latvia or something like that, then that would make a lot more sense with so few players from one country. But we've got a lot of American players.
Another one.
Not
on the,
bad. You know,
not
I'm just
bad.
Wondering what's something that's really distinguishable.
Mm-hmm.
Another one on the text line, the dudes.
The dudes.
They are the dudes.
The
they
dudes.
Have been the dudes lately. The play on the
that's flattering, right?
Yeah. If you're
the dudes,
sure.
that's cool.
The dudes.
Yeah.
Did I like the movie The Big Lebowski?
I don't know.
Okay. Did I like watching that movie?
Ryan Porth is not eligible, but this is a good one. Red, White, and Bones.
Red, White, and Bones. That's not bad.
I like that.
It's red, White, and Bones.
Who's red, who's white?
That's exactly what I was going to say. Who's red and who's white?
Will from the text line says Bones Maldy.
Crazy Legs is red because he's from Wisconsin.
There you go.
He's okay, red. That makes sense.
Okay.
Bones Maldy. But you're leaving Smith out. You got two out
of
the three.
Well, Smith, the SM in there is,
yeah,
is
that's
in
true.
There.
Like, that's just true. Like if, that's true.
Like Bo Smitty, you have the DI, Bo Smitty, but you don't really hear Rocco's name much in there.
All right, got a ton coming in. The Highwaymen. I'm going to lose track of all these. The Highwaymen. Bone Crusher Line.
Bone Crusher Line.
Yeah. Just Donnie says three of us buds. Just reading them. Thunder Smithlin from Scott. Thunderstruck, I guess. That's where he's going with that. The Big Hairy American Line. The Founding Forwards from Mike and Shelbyville. Phil is who said the Big Hairy American Line. I like that. I don't know if they'd like that, but I like that one.
The Big Hairy American Lion.
Thank it's you, got
Phil. Oh, this is pretty good. How about the United Skates?
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
It made me laugh.
I like that one.
The
United Skates line.
We the people of the United Skates of America. To the Republic for which it's
horrible. The Boogers line, I don't know what that means. I didn't pick up on that one.
The Boogers line?
Yeah.
I don't get that one. They're coming in everywhere.
They're coming in hot and heavy.
The Three Stooges. They're not Stooges, though.
It's tough.
Yeah, this is good. We're getting a lot of good entries. We've got to keep this going.
The Grim Smino.
The Grim Smino.
The Grim Smino. Fear the Reapers.
I think we've had the Grim Reaper, though.
Grim Smino. Grim Smino.
Right, the Grim Smino.
The Grim Smino.
Amber Waves of Grain.
Right, that's Jim Diamond takes credit for that because Rocco grew up in Southern California. You have Craig Smith from the middle of the country in Wisconsin and Nick Bonino's from Connecticut. So you have the entire Manifest Destiny.
Fast and Furious line from Doug. The Bone Smiths from Daniel.
How did Jofa stick?
I give Stu Grimson credit for that one. And there was a listener that kind of clued him in on it. And he got to talking about it and saying, okay, you have Jofa is a company that makes helmets, hockey helmets, and it's a very distinct look, right? They were a Swedish company. And you had the Swedish influence of Arvidsson and Forsberg on the line with Ryan Johansson. Also, you have Phil Housley, who was famous for wearing the Jofa helmet, one of the few players that did. Very few players did that. So that you had the extra layers to it. And so I felt like that was legit. The dual meaning with extra layers to it.
I like this
one. It's going to be hard to do that. The thing about Bonino's line, which you have to give them a lot of credit for, they've been together long enough that you can actually have this combination. Some lines have great success for a couple weeks and people want to give them a name.
And then they go away.
And then they're not a line anymore.
Mm-hmm. This is a good one from Lane. The Star Spangled Danglers. That's
a
good one.
Star Spangled Danglers.
Okay.
The Three Amigos, Matt in Clarksville. We have a vote for the Patriot line. Boars, Bonino Rocco Smith. The Boars line. I think trying to do the same thing.
Okay.
The Enfil line. And now the text line is blowing up.
I was gonna say, we're getting a lot of entries.
Oh, yeah.
Stars and Stripes line, I see.
Tyler, the Three Score of Tears. Donnie, can't touch this. a little MC Hammer. Boss Maldi. The Coneheads.
Bo Smaldi.
Bo Smaldi. The Coneheads.
Bo Smaldi.
Yeah.
Bo Smialdi. Bo Smittialdi.
A More Perfect Union, David. We got a lot more coming in.
Got to take a deep breath
What
here.
About Kevin? Kevin, you got a suggestion?
Goodfellas.
Oh, Goodfellas. Okay.
Two of them are Italian. There's one that's not Italian.
Okay, I like that. Okay. I like that.
That's not bad.
I like that.
Bonino.
That's saying
Grimaldi.
It.
That's yep.
Smith.
It's Smith.
That's not. It's still. That's not bad.
Thinking outside the box. I like that.
Okay. Kevin, okay. Well done.
Well done.
The Goodfellas.
Well done.
Coast to coast.
No, that might be. That might be rising up to the top.
Goodfellas.
That's be the best
good. We have Coast to Coast from Rusty. Justin says SCB, Small Crazy Bones.
I'm intrigued about the good
friends.
Okay, here's Sylvia thinking outside the box. The 5-1 line. 13 plus 15 plus 23 equals 51. The 5-1 line.
The 5-1 line.
Okay.
So we know who Joe Pesci is. Who's Leota?
Who's Ray Leota?
Yeah.
Is that
we know Joe Pesci is, right? Okay, we know that. Which one is Bonino? Which one's Smith? Who's De Niro?
De Niro would be
Bonino. Bonino's got to be De Niro.
Leota would be Craig
Leota's
Smith.
Leota's got to be Craig Smith.
It's not bad.
My whole life, I dreamed of being a gangster.
Right, Rocco, leave Spider alone, okay?
Rocco is way too nice to do what
so
happened
funny
to Spider.
About it. That's what's right. So funny about it is Rocco is the complete opposite of Joe Pesci.
I mean, he's got to be Joe Pesci, you're right, but he would be the complete opposite.
I would
Joe
love
Pesci.
To know if Rocco has actually seen that movie.
I don't know. I got to be honest.
We might have something here.
Goodfellas is sticking.
Goodfellas is pretty good.
Goodfellas is pretty good. You know what? If Kevin wants them, he can have the tickets. That
we got more on the text line.
He sparked our interest. That has piqued my interest. I am right now telling you, I think Kevin's onto something.
The electric line or the power line. We have Predheads from Daniel. The TriStar line. Cole says Star Spangled Snipers. Joe, BGS, Big Game Scorers. The TriStar Americans, Mitchell and Murfreesboro. The Pressure Cookers. Josh says Bones Rockin' Shirtless. Okay.
That's not
pretty
bad.
Good. Rocco Rolla line. Rockin' Soul line.
I see the Godfather, so now people are playing off the Italian.
Dan,
well, that's
the
an obvious
cookers.
One. Like the Italian names, you don't have two Italian names on a line very often. So,
right.
I've always thought that there might be something there. The Goodfellas, though, simple.
I know it's catchy.
Think about it for a second.
It's catchy.
Yeah, it's catchy.
And then you start doing the characters. I mean, Bonino is definitely De Niro. Definitely. I don't know about Smith and Leota, but
it could work.
Could work, but Pesci is definitely that's Grimaldi.
That's good.
That's not bad. It's not bad
sticky,
at all.
Sticky Bandits from Scott. Mutt and Bones.
All right, we'll come back and wrap up Monday's edition of Darren Donick and Chase next. Starting to get a lot of Italian theme, mafia theme, Smashville Mafia from Cliff.
I'm enthralled.
Said the Italian Job? That's not bad either.
C Mike from Franklin, the Italian Job.
That's not bad.
Jordan says...
By the way, good movie. Good
yes,
movie.
I love that movie.
Yeah, great movie.
Jordan says the Grimlock line. This is good. The Other Guys. Remember the movie The Other Guys with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. The Other Guys.
What about this one? The Bone Collectors.
It's a good one. I think it's okay to key in on one name, but I reward creativity for the ones that are trying to work them all in or a theme. Goodfellas is a good one. The Other Guys with Scott and Hendersonville. Rocks, Bones, Smitty. You guys are great.
Kevin started the charge, though. I mean, he took us down that rabbit hole of Goodfellas, and that's I'm going to tip the cap to him. Rory, you got a name?
Yeah, instead of the rap group 3-6 Mafia, they should be 3-6 Mafia, as in hockey sticks. 3-6 Mafia.
I like it.
It's not bad. That's not bad. That's good. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, man.
3-6 Mafia. That's not bad.
Ultimate Predator says the Hacksaw Line because Hacksaw Jim Duggan was that All-American guy waving the American flag.
We are starting to lose track of all the names that are coming.
Oh, this
in.
Is fantastic. I'm enjoying this. This is fun. You guys are creative.
Remember, Crazy. So we were kind of talking about this during the break. Crazy Lake started from radio broadcasts.
Yeah, that's Pete.
Yeah. No. Was it Pete?
I think it was Pete.
I think it was Pete.
I thought it was Hal. It was Hal. No?
It Hal?
I think that might have been before.
Or was that? You sure it wasn't Mace?
I feel like it started before Hal became the.
I think possibly Mace did that.
Maybe.
Like, I remember when it happened, and I was like, huh.
And I remember Mace saying Crazy Legs.
Okay. Well,
I think maybe Mace came up with
that
on
Mace
radio.
Did some games.
I think Mace came up with that. We'll have to ask him on Wednesday.
We'll find out, yeah.
I want to say it was, and then Pete definitely jumped on it for sure, but I think it's Mace. And Crazy Legs stuck, man.
Craig
is fully aware of it, too.
He
absolutely knows.
Yeah. RV Hustle is Terry Crisp. That's a crispy.
Yep. So we talked about the Jofa.
Yeah.
And now we're learning a little bit more about how these started. And I don't know, maybe Goodfellas will stick. That's what I'm leaning toward. I like that.
I'm good with Goodfellas.
I really do.
We had a lot of great suggestions on the text line.
Now we have to let it
phones.
Simmer. Now we got to let simmer and marinate and see if it sticks. Right?
Bones, Crazy, and Harmony.
Is that bad?
Joe says the Brothers Grimm.
It's not bad.
These are good.
Yeah, Brothers Grimm, I see. The Three Amigos. It's good. Maybe we should ask those guys tomorrow what they think. You think they ever care?
I think if it's lame, they would
care. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Like, I do think it'd be good to get an endorsement behind the scenes. Just like, you know, hey, do you like the nickname Crazy Legs?
I just got a text that said, I have seen Predators' wives refer to Craig on Instagram as Crazy Legs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, believe me, they're watching and listening the broadcast. That's why you got to make sure you're on the ball. You got to take these things seriously, right?
In fact, I think I called Craig Crazy Legs on Friday when he joined us.
You did. You did.
Indeed.
You did. This is fun. Naming the Bonino Smith Grimaldi line.
Well, the bottom line is they deserve it. We're not just looking for content. They deserve a
dynamite all year.
We're sitting here in the middle of February, and that line absolutely deserves it. They deserve a cool name. They've earned it.
I agree. Are we going with Goodfellas?
I wouldn't mind trying it out Tuesday. I mean, they score every game. Somebody from that line scores every game. So might as well hashtag it.
Let's sleep on it.
We'll let it simmer.
Let it simmer.
Okay. So let's say don't. Let's not.
See how we feel about it tomorrow.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah. We'll wake up and see how we feel on it tomorrow.
Bounce it off a few other key people.
Great work.
Maybe privately, everybody. You know, the endorsement behind the scenes.
Okay.
Float it out there, you know, when all you talk to the guys.
Fair enough.
It's a process.
Appreciate everybody's participation. That was really, really good. Have a great rest of your Monday. We look forward to talking to you tomorrow from Pete and Terry's Tavern as we get ready for the Predators and Hurricanes. We'll talk to you at 10 a.m. Stay tuned. Jared and the GM is next. Closing time.